Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Where have all the workers gone? Can you find anybody that isn't short of workforce right now?
What incentive does anybody have to open a business right now that requires people?
Well,
I mean,
I never subscribe to the throw in the towel mentality. I think you can find a way. And people,
right, you got to find a way, but I mean, it's never been trickier than it is now. To try to open any type of business that requires employees and find people.
Well, you're right, Todd. It's
crazy.
Epic. In the
epic,
in
the there you go. There's the word.
I think the reason it is epic and such a challenge is that business is now competing with government. I think. Although I have to tell you, as I sit here today, I don't know of one person that has said... I mean, in my circle that I know that has said, you know what, I'm going to take unemployment benefits. I'm going to take government money. I'm going to stay home. Do you know anybody that's doing that?
Sadly, I do, but I don't admit to knowing him. I know him against my will.
Maybe that's the deal. I don't know. I honestly don't know, but I really legitimately want to ask that question today.
You're in a better circle of people than I do, so.
Where have all the workers gone? Because you cannot talk to anybody that is in the business of managing, owning a company that isn't right now going, it's my biggest thing right now, recruiting, retaining a workforce. And I'm like, where are they at? What is the deal? And again, I believe the problem has been made worse because of this, I see it today, from Union ND. Is that their name, the teachers union in North Dakota? What do they call themselves?
United. ND United.
Thank you. Yeah, ND United. Yep. They evidently had an image problem, so they decided to change their name to, from teachers union, which they are, to Union ND. But anyway, they're saying, well, if we have to quarantine, then you'll pay us. So there's this mentality of government-loving entities that believe cradle-to-grave government assistance is the way you make a better country, make a better company. I don't subscribe to that theory. So but it's out there. So I guess that's one example. Well, pay me if I have to quarantine. Pay me because I don't feel safe at work. Pay me. Give me and if you're a business trying to hire people and you're competing where the government says I'm going to pay you to stay at work, I get it. But I also don't think that's what made North Dakota great. I don't think that's what made the Northern Plains great. I don't think people have thrived here because we believe we need the government to make, right? I mean, it's just
what the mindset of farmers and ranchers are as they sit and watch this play out. You own a farm or ranch, you don't just, you got to pay me and then I'm going to sit in my room and play video games or whatever it is people do when they sit and do nothing.
At least the farmers I know, and, obviously there are crop insurance programs. We've gotten rid of direct.
That's different, though. The farmers are taking a gamble that they'll be able to get through a season and feed us, deserve to have a mechanism in place to protect them so they're not screwed on bad seasons, kind of like we're having now with the drought.
Yeah, no, that's a different animal, and I think,
absolutely.
Honestly, there was a mentality of direct payments and advocacy for direct payments that is long gone. I mean, you had a congressional delegation in North Dakota made up of all Democrats not all that long ago, and they've tried to fight and die on that hill of the more direct payments, but the growers I know said, no, I don't want that. I don't want that level of involvement in my operation. And you're right, Todd, crop insurance is more about ensuring a
because even the ones
supply.
Who end up being able to produce nothing and end up taking as much payment as there is that exists, they still feel bad not one of them is going, hey, well, I'm getting paid, so I'm just going to sit.
No.
Every single one of them would rather be producing than to have to take the payment for not producing. Every time.
Also, and by the way, ranchers get not a zip zero in the way of, you know, they don't have insurance against not having a crop to feed a cattle, right? So, and then deal with the whole situation.
Like we need to fix that problem.
Deal with the whole situation related to the consortium that they have to sell into, and the lack of any competition there to buck against market sources. I'm just curious. Just a simple, easy question: where have the workers gone? Where are they at? What's happening there? Topic we want to tackle today. Welcome your calls, your questions, or comments. I also want to spend a little time on optimism, because I think we all need a little dose of optimism. And I saw another round of polls. This one out of Quinnipiac that was taken here in the first early days of October.
Would you even know how to pronounce that school if it wasn't for the fact that UND plays them in hockey every now and then?
Probably not. You're right. Long before they were a polling power, I knew them as a hockey opponent of the University of North Dakota.
Exactly. Right.
Anyway, Quinnipiac has a new round of polls out, and there is no good news in this for Joe Biden.
Oh, boy.
There's no good news in this for Democrats who are rah, 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 trying to
Is there
ram
even a poll
through.
Anymore that has good news for him?
I don't know. And when I finish this thought, you can ask that thought, because I can't take any more thoughts into my head right now. You're sending me on many rabbit trails here, Todd. Todd's in Rabbit Trail City here, trying to finish a thought, and he's going a million different directions on me. That's Todd. He's always a step ahead of me. I forgot what I was going to say anyway, Todd. So you can
put a PAG poll.
Yeah, I mean, the Democrats that seek transformational change have to look at this and say, guess what? This is not going so good for us. Because one crisis after another is being bungled by Team Biden. And they can't hide anymore. It's out in the open. You, ladies and gentlemen of the Northern Plains, who do not subscribe to the cradle-to-grave need for government assistance, should cheer that. There are some things to be optimistic about. Jesse Waters did us all a service on Fox News, in which he gave us a laundry list. And I don't think we do this enough. Todd is playing the Speak No Evil monkey thing now. He's covering his mouth. I don't think we remind ourselves of just how many bungles the Biden administration has brought upon us. We sort of go crisis to crisis to crisis, you know, and the FBI is now going to investigate soccer moms and school board. You know, we go to this thing, to that thing, the next thing. Do you have the short list? Just run the short list and we'll play this in greater detail later in the program today. But listen to Jesse Waters.
Joe Biden is underwater in honesty, economy, COVID, taxes, border, immigration, military leadership, and competency.
Other than that, he's doing fine. You know, things are looking up for the Biden administration. Other than that list, and again, he's just looking at polling from Quinnipiac, and when Democrats are looking at polling, they often point to Quinnipiac and say, "Oh, see how great we are." So, anyway, I am optimistic that the Biden regime is being found out, and I think polling proves that out. More on that as we go throughout the program today as well. Plus, Mike Lindell is going to be here. Next hour, the founder, the inventor of the famous MyPillow and many other American-made products, MyPillow.com, one of our fine sponsors on this program. If you go there or to FrankSpeech.com, you're going to find these specials. Frank Speech, just a little secret, right now, because so many people are flooding to Frank Speech for news and information and opinion you don't get anywhere else, including an evening newscast that covers issues that Fox wouldn't think of covering. CNN, MSNBC, you know, all the lefty channels, of course they're not going to cover them. Alphabet soup of networks, but they do it Frank Speech. So much traffic there, they have a whole MyPillow product page, and if you use the promo code Scott, you save there too, plus 800 1-800-506-9028. So all of that coming up on the show today. We were supposed to be in Mayville, long story, not in Mayville today, but we will be back Mayville State, working on rescheduling that right now as well. But if you caught that at the end of yesterday's program, say, hey, I thought you could be Mayville State. You're not crazy. We were planning to, but didn't make it there. All right, here's the scoop. If you can solve the riddle of where have all the workers gone, I want to hear from you. What do you know from your own personal experience of trying to hire people, trying to keep people in a position, trying to keep your doors open, try to serve others? What's going on? Joe Biden would say, you just got to pay more. It'll be free. Just like the $3.5 trillion, just pay them more. Of course, horribly naive way of thinking, because if you pay more, your cost of doing business is more, and then you charge more. And then the people they lay awake at night claiming to want to help are actually hurt because the prices go up for everything, right? But where is the workforce? Tell me where it's at. Tell me your workforce story. I just got to hear this. I'm perplexed by it. And I know there's so much wisdom in our audience. They're going to solve that riddle and more. Plus, a reason to be optimistic, Mike Lindell, and much more straight ahead. Call 258-0550 right now. Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here is the lunch specials today. PetroServe USA. Pulled pork or a French dip sandwich. Either one sounds pretty good, don't they? And guess what? Valley City's the location. PetroServe USA, exit 292 off 94. You go north. Once you come off that exit for the home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, there is Salisbury Steak at MP Avenue downtown. Cheese ravioli on 12th Avenue, 929. Or the meatloaf dinner in Harwood. That's right. Hardwood exit I-29. Country Fried Steak, West 8, Main Avenue, West Fargo. Chicken Fettuccine in Glendon. Yulin Great Meals. Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience. And you could be the next game day winner, too. Stop in and register at any of the PetroServe USA locations for two $500 gift cards to PetroServe USA. Every Bison football week. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. All right, Tom in Barnesville is going to help us solve this riddle on where all the workforce go. Tom, lay it on me. Hang on a second, Tom. We got to turn something up because I'm not hearing you. Let's try again. Tom in Barnesville, go. You're on. What's on your mind?
Hey, Hanno, this is Tommy in Barnesville. First on the Bison energy deal, I have 14 trucks on the road, and I couldn't fix it this year, but our costs have gone up 45% on fuel. That's pretty frustrating.
Wow.
Second on the labor, we're in the drone business, and I'm really lucky that we have a university that puts out excellent pilots, so we've been okay there. But this energy thing and Biden's energy plan is a joke. I mean, I can't fix it for this year. All of our costs went up, and you can't stop it. And it's really frustrating.
So what do you do?
We can work on the pricing for next year, but we can't fix this year.
And yeah, so you bid a job, you expect your costs are going to be X, and then you still got to do the job, but your cost of everything to fuel them goes up. Thank you, Joe Biden. That's a great point. And the next
year
you got to...
We have year contracts at fixed pricing. Now, I fixed it for next year, but this year our margins are going to be way down and our costs are up between fuel and... the cost of pickups again because of COVID, I guess, and then hotel rooms. Everything's up. And, I can't really fix it for this year. We'll finish out the year fine. But it's really all the hard work and what you have left to show for it.
Yeah, very interesting point. So, and specifically on labor, it sounds like you have less of a pain point recruiting labor specifically because you're in an industry that higher education in North Dakota, in this case UND, has said this is a priority. We know there are careers here, so we're going to connect Tommy's company to the workforce he needs. That's why it's less of a problem for you.
So far it is. I'm really lucky that way because we can take young college graduates, keep them employed in North Dakota, and they're highly skilled. They just need about 5 weeks of training from us, and we can cut them loose to make revenue.
Have you had the difficulty of retaining them once you get them trained and get them on the job? Are they looking at other opportunities that you're constantly having to say, hey, no, don't go, stay here? I hear that a lot too, where people are quick to leave to another better, shinier object.
So we're in our fifth year of pretty heavy growth, and I didn't know what to expect from the young people. I'm your age, of course, and I didn't know what to expect. But we've had very low turnover, maybe fired three or four because they didn't know how to work. And but the rest of them, a couple wanted to move closer to home, like the state of Washington or New York. I understand that, but we've been really lucky to keep them. I think we treat them awfully nice, too, the best we can as a small company, try to work with the hybrid work situation and a few other perks that we can afford to do as a small company. But been pretty lucky that way at keeping them so far.
Great story. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Let's see. Chad and Dickinson is next. And if you have a workforce story I want to hear, where have all the workers gone? That's my big question. I'm just perplexed as to, it's not that this is new and not that the pandemic brought this, but certainly it brought a new competitor to anybody that is trying to hire, and that's the federal government. That part's new, caused some people to say, I don't want to work, so it made it worse. Not like it did, but where are they? Anybody that you know that is a new graduate from college or high school, are they thinking North Dakota's not so cool anymore? I want to go to another place where it's better. I'm really sort of confused. So tell me, 800-228. 0550, local number 258-0550. Text us at 701-237-1590. Welcome your emails to Scott H. at flagfamily.com. Chad and Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Hey, did you hear about that report? I can't remember. I think it's Reuters that talks about AT&T owning OAN.
I've not seen that. You're talking about OAN, which is One America News, one of the one of the news resources out there that is growing leaps and bounds, like Newsmax, like some others, because they're what Fox News used to be. No, what did the story say, Chad?
The report's from something. I think it was a deposition that owners of OAM had to do that it slipped out or came out that AT&T is their parent company, and apparently that's CNN's parent company too, which makes OAN CNN's crazy little sister. I'm not sure, but it's interesting how OAN comes about, and then all of a sudden you got Trump tweeting OAM, and is that not the mass media putting in the troll for Trump to use? And I don't know. OAM is pretty far out there when it comes to what they report. So I find it interesting that all of a sudden, I think I just heard it yesterday.
Well, I'm not sure, what to make of that. I'll dig into the story a little bit, but it seems far-fetched that AT&T would own it and let OAN report on things that they won't let CNN report on. I don't know. Maybe they see enough value in it to own it. I'm just not sure. Interesting, Chad. I'll check it out. Appreciate it. A few texts here. The minute Joe Biden picked up a pen is when he lost all credibility. How is your mother-in-law doing? Well, thank you for asking. I should probably mention that because yesterday I did mention on the air that my mother-in-law, Agnes Hammerlick, was in surgery during the show for a fractured hip, and the surgery went well. So thank you for asking, and she's going to break out of the hospital on Friday and begin rehab. So appreciate the concern. Thank you, and I should give a little update on that since I brought it up yesterday. Texter says, how we defeat the vax mandate. Have a prominent Republican stand up and enforce the anti-vax card fraud. Support the process to identify the person that has the vax card and can verify that it is them on the vax card with an ID. Stand up to vax card fraud and mandate the vax. As the other side starts to support that person, then pivot and say, since we all have an ID to verify our vax and help prevent vax fraud, everyone can use that same ID to vote. Boom! Vax mandates will be shut down because IDs are racist and have a valid ID benefits the rich and privileged only. Do you see what they did there, Todd? Did you catch that?
Yep.
That was rather sneaky what they were doing right there, but I like it. I like the way you think. Somebody else says, Scott, there's nothing to be optimistic about. Shut that fuck off. I'll disagree now.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours, too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need to not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wednesday night, President Obama appointed U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman blocked SB 8. That's Texas heartbeat law banning abortions after the baby's heartbeat is detected. It should be noted the Supreme Court declined to halt SB 8 by a 5-4 vote at the beginning of September. The debate continues. According to Johns Hopkins University, more Americans have died from COVID-19 complications under the Biden administration with a vaccine than did under President Trump without a public vaccine program, then-candidate Biden at the final presidential debate.
220,000 Americans dead You hear nothing else I say tonight. Hear this. Anyone who's responsible for not taking control, in fact, not saying I take no responsibility initially, anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I've been driving trucks for 30 years, since 1994. And back then, I started driving when I was 11. My dad did this for 47 years, the one company out of Jamestown, North Dakota. Back then, when you were a truck driver, you looked upon as a great job. You're gone, and you're gone a lot. But what's happened in our industry is I think we're gone, and I think the jobs at home never used to pay as good. Now they got the jobs at home that pay so great. And that's part of our trouble. We're making about the same or less money than these guys working at home and at home every night and every weekend and get to enjoy their families. Guys like me that have been out here 30 years don't know any different. We're too old now to do anything different. We're used to this lifestyle. They get out here and they find out it doesn't work. And why would you want to be out here when you can go home and make the kind of money you guys can make and be home with their families and everybody else? And now the restaurants are closing, Subways are closing. We used to have sit-down restaurants. Now the fast food places are closing because nobody wants to work in them. I asked the same question as you do. Where have all the workers gone? We had all these full before. Can't get product. But now today we can't get nothing. We can't get nobody to work. We have more people coming in our country. I thought all these immigrants coming across the border was going to help our workforce. Why would you when you get a free check? So I'd like to know the same question. It's just a what if situation, I guess, that we're in. So have a good day.
Appreciate that call, and whatever that little ding-a-ling-ling was kind of fun.
Another text came in. I forgot to mute that tab. Sorry.
So here's a couple of things I want to say about that. One, you know, that's an interesting take. That the pay and the rewarding work of being a truck driver now has a competitor with the pay and the ability to be home more. That would make sense. That's saying, well, I want a better quality of life. I also wonder, and truckers, you can answer this, you know, this inordinate amount of regulation that's been put on you now. I mean, owner-operators, the cost of buying a truck because of all the quote-unquote climate action, regulation, taxation on the vehicle, all the amount of hours you can work, you know, you're 15 minutes from your destination, you got to stop. I mean, the logging, all that stuff. I mean, I think truckers of old saw a profession where it was rewarding, incredibly important piece of the puzzle in commerce. I mean, trucks move everything. They didn't shut down during COVID. So I hope it's still rewarding work, but I also get if I get the same amount of pay and I can be home more, my quality of life's going to improve. I get that. That makes sense. It does. And you think some of the people that are home were competing for the job. So the other thing is a truck driver knows how to work. There's a good work ethic there. They're going to be available for all kinds of other jobs. So that explains some of it. It does. Interesting take. Truckers, how many of you are in that position? I'm not going to be on the road because I make the same amount here. Kind of curious about that. Wayne and Fergus Falls is next, and I need to finish the text from before the break. And before I do anything, I want to talk about indoor air quality. How important is that these days, right? Indoor air quality. You think about that a little more than you used to, don't you? Because what's in our air? Is it COVID? Is it other viruses? Is it mold? When you consider your indoor air quality, I want you to think about the range of options available to you from the pros at H.A. Thompson & Sons. See, they've been at this since 1908, whether it's the plumbing, the heating, the air conditioning, any kind of mechanical contractor service, not only for Bismarck where they started, but all across North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota. And the range of options available to you are like you go to Tesla, okay? You can go to one of the little putt-putt vehicles all the way up to, multi-six-figure kind of vehicle, you know, your Corvette. Probably a better way to say it than a Tesla, because a Tesla is not going to work too well in a North Dakota winter. HATNSons.com has the range of options. Many components, many types of filtering systems, many kinds of equipment, removing humidity to the air, adding humidity to the air, automatic control systems, UV air cleaners that target the harmful bacteria, the viruses, and the mold in the air. Extending the life of the equipment you already have, saving you money. All questions you ought to ask by going to hatandsons.com. Let me get Wayne and Fergus Falls in here on the question of where do the workers go, and then back to the reason for optimism. Wayne, take it away. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Morning. I'm going to win your contest. You hear me?
I can hear you. I'd love for you to win the contest and answer the riddle of where have all the workers gone.
All right, but if you do the math on this one, but 50 years ago, they passed the abortion law. Since then, over 60 million people have been wiped out. And if you take 20 years as a reproduction cycle, that means there would have been three reproduction cycles. So if 60 million people, and if you had three reproduction cycles, we're short over 200 million people under the age of 50.
Well, it's a very, very profound point. You know, that has been an issue since 1973 that certainly you think about, okay, what would that mean in the way of additional people to fill jobs? Certainly. I think it's more of a current government crisis, but that's the big picture answer. You're absolutely right. Wayne, you're absolutely right. Now, not to mention, think of what made America great. I think you can go back to American ingenuity, whether it be a Henry Ford or the Wright brothers or, you know, Thomas Edison, Ben Franklin, right? The genius of Americans over the years knows no bounds, right? Think of the wonderful things that have been accomplished from the brain of an American. Well, do you think maybe we possibly could have aborted some future Henry Fords, Thomas Edisons, Wright brothers? You know, was the person that was going to have
the cure for cancer.
Right. Yeah. I mean, look at the cure for cancer. How many other things that ail us out there? You know, I believe that at the time of conception, there is a plan for everyone. God has a plan for everyone, made in the image and likeness of God. If we have a God so awesome that he knows every hair in our head, every bit of our unique DNA, you don't think there is a preordained plan for every single soul, and human inconvenience has disrupted God's plan, and it's called the evil of abortion. And we'll never be the country we could be as long as it's okay to kill kids. I couldn't agree with you anymore, Wayne.
Yeah, that's why we're all old.
We're all old. Not enough of us are young, I guess. I'll say it a little more positively than you have, Wayne.
Yeah.
It's a question of our time. Are we going to solve it? Sorry, Wayne, what'd you say?
How many honest politicians were in that group?
Yeah. Wayne, appreciate the call. Thank you. I'll let you answer that question. Texture says, okay, I'm sorry, Scott, but there's absolutely nothing to be optimistic about. These crises are not being bungled. This is their plan. This is their vision of America. Voting no longer matters as they own the voting machines, and they're now preparing federal agents to kill political dissidents at school board meetings. All while our side does nothing of consequence except declare we'll get them next time. America is dead. That is a very dark view. And by the way, as much as I am concerned about Merrick Garland, the Attorney General under the Biden regime, targeting parents who choose to use their First Amendment right to say, you are not doing your job, school boards, to suggest it's gone to the level that federal agents plan to kill political dissidents at school board meetings is, I think, irresponsible rhetoric, honestly. I think what Joe Biden and Merrick Garland are doing is horribly wrong, but you've taken it now to a level that they're plotting somehow to kill political dissidents. Let's not become them. Let's be very careful on that. Let's not become them. But I think we do have reasons to be optimistic. Look at the Quinnipiac poll. Joe Biden is the emperor with no clothes right now, big time. David in Fargo answers the question, where do the workers go? David, lay it on me.
Yeah, right now the biggest difference, is, I mean, even 5-10 years ago, is just look at how many of these jobs were filled by college workers, college-age students, who would be servers working in restaurants, retail. Well, now how many of them are just doing DoorDash, Uber, you know, picking and choosing the hours and days they work?
Well, that's not a bad thing, right? Because that's the employer saying, hey, I'm having a tough time attracting people, so you set your own schedule. You know, I happen to also think if we're going to add something else into this, David, we should consider, you know, that what you and I, how old are you, David?
36.
All right, you're 36. I'm 57. So maybe you don't feel this way, but I bet you do, because in my mind, 30-somethings, 40-somethings, 50, and certainly 60 and above, always thought about how do I best take on a position or a job or a career that's going to afford me the ability to take care of my family, right? To build a better tomorrow, to have, I don't know the 20-somethings. Or recent graduates, they don't necessarily think, I want to make a lot of money and I want to be able to, you know, provide for my family. Sometimes there's less of a desire for that. You know, you see that in home ownership. I own a home, no big deal. I'd rather be in an apartment and have flexibility. So, you know, there might be part of that too. But on the other hand, I see what you're saying related to the flexible workforce. You just need to be. That's just part of how you recruit, because we don't have as many workers. Why? Why don't we have as many people available in that? In that pool, David, that's what I can't figure out. Where are they? You want answers, David? We plumb Ward David out. All right. How about DJ in Moorhead, Minnesota? Where'd the workers go, DJ?
Well, it's a combination of about four things, I think. Part of it due to COVID. Okay, how many workers are over 65 that aren't going to go in there? And then there's all those people with underlying conditions. Another factor is now when you got Walmart paying $16.50 an hour, and you got Costco starting at $18, and you got McDonald's paying $15 an hour, a lot of these people don't need a second and third job. And in the last 10 years, it used to be that the senior citizens, the workforce doubled for them, and now a lot of them, due to COVID and whatever, aren't in the system.
Interesting points, DJ. And I think the market saying you need to pay more to retain and recruit a workforce isn't a bad thing. Those are market forces. I guess the COVID would be your main point, taking some people out of the workforce. Fascinating answers today. I love it. Let's keep them going. On What's On Your Mind after this.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
InterOffice and Herman Miller are the perfect team to help you create a new, beautiful, and efficient office setting. If you're thinking about moving or upgrading your office, talk to the team at InterOffice. Their experienced consultants, combined with the quality and functionality of the Herman Miller design, make for a super customer experience while you think through the many options of style and layouts. InterOffice and Herman Miller, with locations in Fargo and Bismarck. Environments for life.
Hey, big news. President Trump is having a rally in Iowa Saturday evening. Only one major cable news channel is covering it live. Any guesses? Yep, that's Newsmax. This is why I watch Newsmax all the time. It's great. Newsmax's pre-rally show begins at 4 Central, lead up to the Trump speech, so you can watch it. Trump live on Newsmax this Saturday. Now remember, Newsmax is on all major cable systems except for Midco, which refuses to carry Newsmax on its basic package. Midco carries 11 liberal news channels like CNN and MSNBC, but won't carry Newsmax. And Midco viewers just missed Newsmax's recent special with Kristi Noem at the Reagan Ranch. So if you're a Midco customer, remember, they carry dozens of channels with less viewership than Newsmax. Switch your cable and broadband service to one that does carry Newsmax on their basic package. Also on Newsmax this weekend, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Dick Morris, Diamond and Silk, and more. Newsmax, a trusted source. And watch Trump live this weekend on Newsmax.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Is waiting for you to stand up and say, no, I'm not giving my money to woke companies anymore. Now more than ever, it's very important to support the companies and the organizations that share our values, isn't it? We can just be united in that, if nothing else. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now and get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Also brought to you today by our friends, Sadak Diesel, CJ and the team. There's a good example of a company grown with, we first got a call from CJ. I don't know how long that was ago, 3-4 years ago. Just called in one day and said, hey, I love your listeners, and I'm one of you, and just want you to know if you need diesel service in Bismarck, call us. And pretty soon they're an advertiser on the show, and their business is growing because we stand together. Now they're selling their 4-plus additive everywhere. not just out of the shop in Bismarck. If you want to find out where it is, call CJ and the team at 258-5011. If you'd like to be one of those places that the 4-Plus Additive Turbo Cleaner Super Clean Anti-Gel Additive is available, call CJ and become a dealer. 258-5011, 258-5011. Find out more at DakDiesel.com, DakDiesel.com. Kerry has an answer to the question, where have all the workers gone? Others welcome at 258-0550. Text us 701-237-1590 or email me, Scott H. at FlagFamily.com. Scott H. at FlagFamily.com. Kerry, hi, this is Scott. Tell me where all the workers have gone, Kerry.
Well, I'm not sure if this has, if this plays into it at all, but my husband will be essentially fired from a major airline within the next month because he's choosing to not get the vaccine. He doesn't need the vaccine, number one, because he has the antibodies. He had the blood test, and his antibodies are actually off the charts. So anyway, okay, so if he's being let go for that reason, how many other companies are going to be out there that are going to hire him? I mean, if everybody has to, is mandating people get the vaccine, if you have 100 employees or more, where, you know, where is he going to be able to apply to? I mean, he's looking, so he's not sitting around twiddling his thumbs, but I don't know.
Yeah, no, the whole idea of making a condition of employment getting a vaccine and removing a choice from a worker is something I can't get my arms around at a time when everybody's having trouble recruiting employees. So the airline that is making that decision perplexes me. And same thing in healthcare where it's a crisis. I understand it most in healthcare because the patient, the customer, is going to come in health compromised already and be concerned if people around them don't have it. But I also believe natural immunity should be considered, and I do applaud Sanford Health, at least to say religious exemption, personal health exemption, and as Dr. Mike LeBeau told us yesterday, 90% of their employees now vaccinated and exemptions given to the others, and they're calling it good. That, I guess that's the you know, the way to do it. Others ought to consider similar exemptions. Yes. Did your husband have that opportunity?
No, he talked to the chief pilot, and no, they're not taking any exemptions, religious, medical, nothing. He even offered to, you know, give him the paperwork from the blood work test.
And well, I hope some airline says, sorry, Kerry, I was going to say, I hope some airline says, you know what, this would be a pilot we want, and we don't require it. By the way, this company, Flag Family Media, and our station said the benefit of a decision by Great Television to say you must, you will, as a condition of employment, have the vaccine because people have left. And Chris Berg is now a full-time employee of our Flight Family Media, formerly known as the Point of View host.
Do you guys need a pilot?
Yeah, I wish we did. I mean, the way we're growing, we're going too soon, for crying out loud, Kerry. But, you know, I guess, you know, again, it perplexes me in a time of enormous challenges in the workforce when companies would say, guess what? We're going to add a restriction and make it tougher. I don't know who the genius is that thought that up, but I wonder. I really do. Ken, on the road, where are the workers gone in your view, Ken?
I don't know if anybody mentioned this before, but I just got on here. I'm on my way back from Minneapolis in a truck. But I think with all the baby boomers retiring right now, I mean, there were so many, like right now is the peak of the baby boomers that are retiring, the generations coming after. You know, people didn't have 5 to 8 kids like they did when I was growing up. So, you know, so I don't think there's the workers around anymore that can replace the retiring baby boomers. So,
and that was just what it is. That's just an age thing. If you go look available workforce, you're absolutely right.
Right.
It's going to decline, but I don't think we had the level of pain point we had pre-COVID that we have now. So you have natural forces like that, just the available age of the workforce, and you have the government competing against you, people staying home. But it feels like it just a switch flipped, doesn't it? And talk to anybody that runs a restaurant. They have less people in the kitchen. They have less people out there, you know, as servers, busboys, everything in every restaurant, and people walk out. It's the middle of the day. I'm not doing this. I'm gone. A lot of factors there. Fascinating conversation. Mike Lindell when we come back. Reasons to be optimistic when we come back. And a heartbreaking story from rural healthcare. Stay tuned. Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell me about the triangle. What's happening in America right now?
Americans are connecting the dots between the backyard wellness and a hot tub. And like never before, our industry is skyrocketing. I've been talking about it for 20 years, but, you know, it's finally being realized.
How about the splash pool?
The splash pool, it's made in America, it's portable, it's the real deal, and we have them in stock, which is more than most dealers can say. So now would be a great time to get one.
Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables 2, Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck 2. We're at Kinder Care in West Fargo, talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.